to their teachers how much they enjoyed it. And we're going to share tonight a little bit about all the things they learned in our 3 days of Bible school. And you're going to be partaking a little bit tonight, and as we're going to go through some of the things we daily go through at our vacation Bible school. And we always begin by listening to our piano. Our piano actually talks when it makes this sound. That means we stand up. All right? And when it makes this sound, you sit down. You didn't know you were going to get exercise here tonight. Talking piano. Now you can stand again. We begin every day at Bible school by making some pledges, and the first pledge we make is to the American flag. So let's do that together. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We also sing what we call our salute song, and you're welcome to sing along. And we sing three stanzas of this, and this is our first stanza.
Our country's flag we salute today, the deep red, white, and blue, the emblem of the land we love, we pledge allegiance to. God grant you might to uphold the right and keep your purpose high. Till Christ the King his kingdom reaps and that wondrous by and by.
Now we're going to pledge allegiance to the Christian flag.
I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior for whose kingdom it stands. One Savior, crucified, risen, and coming again with life and liberty to all who believe. Our Savior's flag we salute today, the colors proud we bear, the emblem of the Savior's love and the kingdom pure and fair. Oh, may we faithful subjects be for lives both pure and true, and of the King with gladness seek, winning others to Him too.
And now we're going to pledge allegiance to the Bible.
I pledge allegiance to the Bible, God's holy word. I will make it a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I will hide its words in my heart that I might not sin against God. The word of God we salute today, the Bible tried and true. To God's own book we will ever look, for the light our fathers knew. Oh, may we faithfully read and pray, that like thee we may grow, and others bring to Christ the King, that they to His grace may know.
Thank you, you kids did a great job. One of the nice things that we do at Bible school is we do a lot of singing, and a lot of the songs we sing are centered around the Lord Jesus Christ and what He's provided for us, and a lot about salvation. And the Lord Jesus Christ came to be the Savior of the world. He provides a full and a free salvation through faith in Him. And this is one of the songs we like to really sing here. Let's see, I need someone to help me. Why doesn't Abe, you want to come up and help? All right, come on up, Abe, and I'll take someone over here. Owen, why don't you come up and help? Oh, all right. Let's sing out nice and loud for everybody.
Station is a big word, but I am not too small to know Christ died on Calvary and seemed to save us all. For when a sinner trusts Him to take away his sin, the Savior comes with peace and joy to dwell his heart within. Salvation, salvation, the gift of life is free. For Jesus died for sinners, even you and me. The Bible clearly tells us that all are lost in sin, and not by any goodness can we salvation win. If I could have but one verse, John 3:16 would do. God loved the world and gave His Son to die for me and you. Salvation, salvation, the gift of life is free. For Jesus died for sinners, even you and me.
Good job. Good job. Another thing we do every day at Bible school is we have what we call a thought for the day. And a thought for the day is a phrase that's said in memorable form to help the kids learn a biblical truth that can help them in their life. And we went over it every day, and then after the Charlie story, we picked a name out of the hat, out of the name bag. And if their name was called and they could recite this, they could pull a prize out of the prize box. So it was pretty exciting stuff, and we're going to do that today. So I'm going to have a complete stranger draw a name out of the bag. You draw yours, I know there's something fishy going on. Who do we get?
William.
Little William. Is William here?
Yep.
Well, William, let's see if you can say this. Can you say this? Okay, try it. Wow! After the program, you go see Mrs. Lachman and you can pick a prize out of the prize box. But you gotta wait till after the program. I know you're excited. Yeah. Yeah. You know, this is one of our favorite thoughts for the day, primarily because what it communicates to us about the Lord Jesus Christ and what He provided for us on the cross. You know, the longer I've been pastoring, the more I've come to see that most individuals don't really understand Christianity in its biblical form. They've got a perception of it, but it's not really accurate in many cases. You know, a lot of times people think that salvation is a reward for good people. And what it really is freely God offering to people forgiveness freely, bad people. God offers bad people forgiveness for free. It's not about you being good to get something from God. It's about Him giving you something you don't deserve because you're bad. And so we explain to the children throughout the week that they're no different than us adults in the sense that they've sinned. They violated God's holy righteous standard. And because God is holy and because He's got a perfect justice system, that He associates a penalty for breaking His holy law, and that penalty is death. And that's a harsh reality. And all of us fit the bill. When God said, thou shalt not lie, what do? Well, we lie. And it's most kids, 8, 9, 10 years old, admit they're liars. It's the 4 and 5-year-olds that don't want to do it, especially the girls, and I don't know why. But the fact is we've all sinned, and because God lives in a perfect place, it's a place that's holy. It's a place without sin. And so none of us are really fit to get there. And because God is a perfect judge, He can't pretend like sin didn't happen. He can't sweep it under the carpet. A penalty has to be paid. And the penalty is death, the Bible says. But this is where the love of God comes in, and this is where Christianity needs to be understood. It's all about God providing something for mankind that man cannot provide for himself. If you look here carefully, you see there's a cross, and the Lord Jesus Christ is on the cross, and there's the word debt. And the kids understood a little bit about what debt means. It means you have a bill that you owe. And the bill that we owe God for sinning against him is death, our lives. And yet Jesus Christ was the perfect God-man who lived 33 years on this earth and never sinned. He was sinless. He was God who became a man. And so in love, he went to the cross as our substitute to take our penalty for us. The debt that we deserve to pay, he paid in our place. A lot of times I illustrate it by talking to people by saying if you owed Walmart $1 million, for example, and most of us here don't have $1 million, and we'll say I had $1 million, though we know I don't, and I went to Walmart and I said, you know, give me so-and-so's bill, and they present the bill, and I take $1 million and I pay that bill. They give me a receipt that says paid in full, and so the individual who originally had the bill owes nothing because their bill has been paid. And that's what Christ did. The bill that we have, the debt that we have because we've sinned against God, is death, which is going to be expressed eternally in the lake of fire. And Christ, who is love, John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, who willingly went to the cross and paid our bill for us. That's what Christianity is. It's not a call for you to rise to the occasion and to earn your way to heaven. It's a call to humble yourself and accept the payment that someone else made for you in love. And you see, when Christ was on that cross, he cried out, it is finished. And that means paid in full. And so your debt has been paid, my debt has been paid. And what's simply required of mankind is will he humble himself and accept that payment by faith by putting his trust in Jesus Christ alone as his Savior. That's the beauty about Christianity. That's why it's called good news. The good news is God did all the work for you, so you don't have to. That's why you're saved by grace. Grace means receiving something as a gift that you don't deserve. The second half, of course, was this, because we had a debt we couldn't pay. And sometimes people think, and they're well-intended oftentimes, that they could pay off their sin through their religious activity or the giving of money or doing good deeds or going to church and praying. See, none of those things can remove sin. See, without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. And this is why Jesus Christ had to give his life and shed his blood. Because these things can't take away sin. Your good works don't pay off your sin. Your giving money doesn't pay off your sin. If those things could pay off your sin, well then, why did Christ have to become a man, go to the cross, and die? But he did that, and to prove that God accepted his payment, he arose from the grave, he lives forevermore, and he offers freely to any and all the same life he possesses, eternal life for free. And so this was our thought for the day, and William did a great job memorizing it. Let's all say it together, kids. Christ has paid a debt he didn't owe because we had a debt we couldn't pay. Good job. So he did a great job. William, outstanding. Now I need to sing another song. This is our theme song this week. We sang it every day. Who can help me with this? I need some big kids. Luke, can you handle this one?
Yeah.
All right. Who wants to help Luke? I need a big kid from the big class. How about Lizzie? Lizzie's my daughter, and I'm sure she's not going to be pleased with me that I asked her to come up and help, but I was a teenager once. I know how that goes. But let's do a good job. Let's sing Across the Lamps together. All right?
God the Father, before the world began, yes, all and every heaven was fashioned by your hand. Obligation all fit together by the power of your voice. Every thought can take your glory, have a stand and see rejoice. You're the author of creation, you're the form of every man, and the cry of love rings out across the land. Fear not the hates of angels, because we can save the lost, and we save your joy of heaven for the anguish of our cross. joy that we give comfort, that the guilty may go free. You're the author of creation, you're the Lord of every man, and your cry of love rings out across the land. With a shout you rose victorious, wresting victory from the grave, but ascended into heaven, and his captives in your way. Lord, the Father, interceding for your own, because you're a Lord of nations, you are leading sinners home. You're the author of creation, you're the Lord of every man, and your cry of love rings out across the land.
Good job. Thank you. I know. Sorry. I needed to open the window anyway. Our youngest class is about to come up and explain to us what they learned this week, and I got nervous because the teacher just left. Right. But thankfully, Shea came back, and so the youngest class can now come up and share us what they learned. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Good job, Sophie. All right, kids, let's say the two other thoughts for the day we learned, okay? The place to hide your sin is under the blood of Jesus. Very good. And the one we learned today. Need more to be thankful for. We need to be more thankful. Yes, and feel free to remind your kids of that one at home, because that's a perpetual issue. Now the younger middle class is going to come up and share what they learned. Do you want this, Joe?
Thank you. made up of same stuff as he went on. Yet, he prayed earnestly and fervently that it would not rain. And then that God would send fire from heaven. And then it would rain. Through Elijah's petition, the widow's son, was even raised to look here.
Elijah went surrounding, all praise from Israel.
omniscient God of Elijah, protect you, provide for you, and guide you your whole life through the end.
I need Tatum and Tess to come up and help me. Now this is we're doing two audience participation songs tonight. This one's simple, the next one is a little more complicated. This side says one, this side says two, this side says three, this side says four. So hopefully we can handle that one at the appropriate times. Sign me up. Sign me up. On the dotted line. Class is now going to come up and share what they learned this week at Bible school.
God by faith. Both of them wanted to please God, Cain and Abel. They wanted to bring him a sacrifice. Abel was very surprised when he saw Cain walking toward the place where they gave God the sacrifice. God required a blood sacrifice, however, and God only accepted Abel's sacrifice. It was a spotless lamb who had shed his blood and covered Abel's sin. Abel believed God when he said that he must come with a blood sacrifice as a substitute for him. Since death is the punishment for sin, so only death can take away sin. God did not accept Cain's sacrifice. Cain did not have faith in God, and he trusted himself in his work instead of following God's instructions. But God told him, "It isn't too late, Cain. You can come back with the blood sacrifice, and I will accept it. It would be your substitute."
It wasn't long ago till they were tired of waiting for Moses to come. come back down from the mountain. Finally, we read about a man named Enoch. He was in the Hall of Fame of Faith for simply walking with God. He loved his God. He enjoyed walking by faith in him, while the world around him did not regard God in their hearts at all. Enoch encouraged all of us to keep on trusting God. If we know the Lord as our Savior first of all, then we can know him as our friend, and we can enjoy a relationship with him.
Enoch did not die an after death. The Lord took Enoch to heaven. Someday the Lord will come in a cloud and take away his family too. Are you ready to meet the Lord if he were to come tonight?
This is our second audience participation song. This song is called Obedience, and it has a chorus in which we spell out the word obedience. And so, to help you follow along, I'm going to assign you a letter. These two rows are going to be O, all right? So when it's O, you stand up and say O during the chorus, okay? This row here is going to be B. These two rows are going to be E, all right? You're going to be D, okay? You guys are going to be I, all right? You can help them, all right? Let's see. We're going to give you E. These two rows are going to be E, the second E, all right? You're going to be N, all right? You two rows are going to be C, and finally you guys are going to be E, all right? So let's sing this one together.
Obedience is the very best way to show that you believe. Doing exactly what the Lord commands, doing it happily. Action is the key, do it immediately. Joy you will receive. Obedience is the very best way to show that you believe. Obedience is the very best way to show that you believe. We want to live pure, we want to live clean, we want to do our best. Sweetly submitting to authority, leaving to God the rest. Walking in the light, keeping our attitudes right, on the narrow way. For if we believe the word we receive, we always should obey. Obedience is the very best way to show that you believe.
That MNC is a... All right. At this time, we're going to have the oldest class come up and show what they learned. I taught the oldest class, and my helpers were Allison Lachlan and Katie Rupert. And we had an enjoyable time learning about Jonah and some principles that are very appropriate to the lives of these young people. Put that wherever you want it.
doing. You ought to change your ways.
Wow, you ought to change your ways.
Because in 40 days, God's going to destroy your city.
However, events didn't play out quite as Jonah expected. The Ninevites had believed God and had changed their mind about their evil ways and become humble before God. Just as God was patient with Jonah, he extended mercy to the city of Nineveh when it showed a change of heart.
Huh. I wonder when God's going to destroy the city. It should have happened by now. God, I went to Nineveh and told. I did what you said and told Nineveh what was going to happen, and you told me that I have no right to be angry, and to make matters worse, it's so hot. The sun is burning me. I love this tree. I mean, this tree is awesome. This tree is so great. I can't believe God turned this tree so I can sit under it and enjoy the tree. Sometimes it's going to be awful. I need to rest.
You had pity on a worthless plant that was given to you by grace. Did I not have pity on 120,000 people to know who I am?
Jonah's problem was that he was selfish. He cared most about those things that concerned him, his own comfort, and how his enemies had wronged him instead of honoring God who created him. Jonah tried to run from God. We have all been like Jonah at times. God, on the other hand, is holy. We being sinners are not entitled to our comfort or desires or anything from our holy God. We deserve judgment in the lake of fire. Thankfully, God is patient and loving. In his love, he gave his son to pay for our sin on the cross. He saved us from what we deserve and gives us eternal life as a free gift by his grace and mercy. For those who have accepted his gift by faith, God desires to use even us as his messengers to share this truth with those around us. Just as God was faithful to correct and instruct Jonah, may we also be willing to allow him to teach us, so that as a class, we may stay together. Romans 12:1-2.
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is a reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, and to you may prove that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
It's one of the better fish stories around, if you know what I mean. Thank you for enduring the heat. It's warm in here, but it's much cooler in the fellowship hall, and there's goodies, and there's cheese and crackers. And so we're about to bring our program to an end. We want to thank you for coming, and we want to invite you to hang around if you can and enjoy some fellowship and enjoy some refreshments in our fellowship hall. Let me encourage you to go down this hallway. You can go to the fellowship hall if you need to use the facilities. They're over here on this hall on my left. We're going to bring our program to a close by singing one final song, and let me encourage you to stand as we sing Happiness is the Lord. Let's see you. Come on up, Gigi. What's that? Which one? Oh, piano didn't talk. Sorry. Why don't you help me with this one? Let's see. Happiness is the Lord. Happiness is the new the Savior, living a life that in His favor, having a change in my behavior. Happiness is the Lord. Happiness is a new creation, Jesus and me in close relation, having a heart in His salvation. Happiness is the Lord. Real joy is mine, no matter if the teardrops start, I found the secret. It's Jesus in my heart. Happiness is to be forgiven, living a life that's worth the living, taking a trip that leads to heaven. Happiness is the Lord. Happiness is the Lord. Happiness is the Lord. Thank you so much for that. You're dismissed.